You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Students, staff and members of the public expressed concerns this week over the University of Auckland's decision to allow a new group to promote and recruit during Orientation Week. Despite saying they're open to all university students with an interest in European culture, the European Students Association was being accused of promoting white supremacy through its imagery and slogans online. Yesterday I spoke to the president of the European Students Association, who does not wish to be named due to safety concerns. Late last night, however, the association released a statement saying they were disbanding as a university club and withdrawing their application to be affiliated with the Auckland University Students Association, or the AUSA. We've decided to still play the interview from yesterday with the association's president to give some kind of insight into the ideology and intentions of the group. I began by asking him about some of the symbolism on the group's Facebook page that has been interpreted as in line with white supremacist movements around the world.
Celtic imagery is not racist. It's not, you know, not white nationalist or white supremacist stuff at all. The slogan "Strength Through Honour" was taken down. Because some people said it was a translation of a slogan used by some division in a German army 70 years ago, something like that. So we took it down. But no, the imagery was perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with, you know, with Celtic imagery, and we're quite frankly going to keep all of that stuff up.
What about kind of, I know you had Captain Cook, a picture of Captain Cook over the New Zealand flag as the cover photo. That has a lot of connotations, that imagery of colonialism.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with colonialism?
I mean, that colonialism did a lot of damage to the indigenous people of this land.
A lot of good. But the point is that we're not even a political organisation, so we're just a cultural group that wants to celebrate European culture and European heritage. It's really all it is.
How do you define European culture and European heritage?
Europe being a continent, and any culture that comes from Europe is part of European culture, so we want to celebrate that and learn a lot about it, because New Zealand has a bit of an Anglo-centric culture, and quite frankly there's a lot of New Zealanders who could benefit from having a better understanding of other European cultures, Italian culture, Slavic culture, Scandinavian culture, and we'd like to promote all of that, not just British and Irish stuff.
Why then did you decide to take that down and change that imagery?
People are getting the wrong idea. People just started blowing it out of proportion, saying it is what it isn't. So we just thought, we'll take it down, play it safe, just put it up something nice and simple, a map of Europe, I think is what we have now. Yeah, I mean, basically, I saw no problem in having Captain Cook on a New Zealand flag, but I mean, if people are offended by it, then, oh well, we'll just take it down.
Right, and can you understand, though, the concern that students have?
No, not really. I think they just don't want a European Students Association. They just don't want Europeans to have their own club. I think they've totally blown it out of proportion. I mean, the Strength Through Honour stuff was perhaps a bit intense, so we took that down. I can understand it's not, you know, necessarily a fun thing, so we took that down. But no, not really. I think it's just a bunch of fringe groups just trying to blow everything out of proportion. That's my honest opinion.
Okay, and there's also a lot of kind of racist commentary happening on the group's page, whether or not that's from members of your group. Are you doing anything to kind of mitigate this and shut this down?
Well, there's like two or three of us that actually manage the page. I've been so busy today taking interviews. I'm currently going through all of it right now, but I'm sure you can understand that I can't moderate everything. It's totally gone big overnight. But I'll definitely get around to removing all those comments, rude comments and all.
Right, and because I guess the prioritisation of changing the cover photo and changing the slogans and adding like a bio in the about page and things like that have taken priority for you over removing some of those comments, which some people have criticised.
Look, I've been so busy today. I've had, you know, most of today's been taken up being on the phone to people like yourself, and I've only got like two other guys dealing, you know, managing the page, so. You know, probably straight after this, I'll get around to moderating some of the comments. We're not racist. Our group is open to everyone. I mean, it's just Nazi stuff is not on.
You also said before that you think that people don't want a European group. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, I just think that they don't want to see Europeans celebrating their culture. That's what I'm guessing. I mean, what other reason is there? I mean, I've made it clear that we aren't racist. We're open to everyone. I mean, why wouldn't someone want a European group. Maybe you'll have to ask the people who don't want us to set up a group. Maybe ask them, find out what's wrong with us, because I think we're pretty good.
Right, because I think a lot of the criticism has been that it feels a bit like having a men's rights group or something, just because we have a women's rights group, and it's that the majority of a lot of New Zealand culture and a lot of things that are happening in New Zealand and a lot of the people that have power in New Zealand are Pākehā, do have European ancestry, so having this group seems a bit unnecessary to some people.
We're not just promoting British and Irish culture, we're promoting all European culture. I mean, do Albanians have a huge presence in New Zealand? And I've got an Albanian friend who actually wants to, you know, mingle his culture into our group. We're going to promote Russian stuff. I don't think that's particularly prevalent in New Zealand. It's not a British or an Irish thing, it's a European thing, and we want to promote all European cultures so that everyone can sort of learn a little bit about it.
All right, and so just lastly, the content on the page that is like quite nationalistic. I realize that Europe's not a nation, but it's got all these connotations from the Nazi era, and yes, it may be 70 years ago, but with the rise of alt-right groups and white supremacist groups around the world that are using this kind of even the Celtic symbolism there, can you understand that frustration there?
Nope. Our culture is not fascism, and I think that you're being quite rude to Irish people to say that our culture is racist, because it isn't. There's nothing wrong with promoting Celtic culture, and we're not going to apologize for that. Okay, maybe the slogan, Strength the Runners, are intense. Okay, we took that off. But no, we're not going to apologize for Celtic culture. We're going to promote that. That's the purpose of the organization, to promote European culture. If you have a problem with that, then you just have a problem with European culture. And maybe that's why people don't want our club to get started.
You're not happy to put your name to media in regards to being the president of this association. Why is that?
We've received a lot of threats of violence. Maybe you can even see some of them on yourself. You can see them on our Facebook page. People have said that they're going to punch us at O-Week, blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to take it that they're serious. I'm not going to think they're bluffing. So I'd rather just keep my name private and say I'm the president and leave it at that, really.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
That was the president of the European Students Association, who doesn't wish to be named due to safety concerns. Now, of course, late last night, the group did announce it would be disbanding as a university club and withdrawing its application to be affiliated with the AUSA at all. This morning, we also spoke to Justine, one student set to protest the European Students Association, about this withdrawal.
Oh, I think everything about it. We immediately saw sort of, I've talked about, you know, the Nazi slogan, the fascist iconography, like the really classic references to white pride groups. And if that wasn't enough, on top of that, we were really familiar with the people who were involved, unfortunately. They'd attended, I don't know if you guys remember the Trump rallies, they'd attended that to counter protest. One of them was wearing like a right-wing death squad t-shirt. So yeah, unfortunately we were familiar with the people and we knew exactly what they were up to. So there was just no doubt in our mind that it wasn't like an innocent kind of European culture club.
Right, and those people, did you know them from comments on the page or did you know them to be membership of the club?
Well, they introduced themselves as membership of the club at first and then quickly sort of disappeared into the background when they realised the potential backlash and they wanted to pretend it was something innocent. So it's really just been like a kind of like a game for them to try and mystify their purpose.
Do you see this withdrawal as a success then?
For now, I see it as a success. I'm cautious because you really never know. And I know that they love to play the martyr card. They love to be, you know, they have a victim complex, so I'm a bit worried about that. I don't think it's a categorical defeat. I think we still have a lot of work to do to sort of stamp out fascism on campus and in New Zealand in general.
And how do you feel that the university played a role in this?
I'm just completely shocked by the university's reaction. Every single statement they made was incredibly tone-deaf. They never took our concerns on board. The one where they sort of suggested we should get counselling if we're concerned about white pride groups recruiting was like the most absurd statement I've ever heard, especially for a university, which is all about tolerance, diversity, and openness. I mean, it was completely contrary to their values. I think that we really need to be vigilant. I think our campus especially seems to be prone to this kind of sentiment. I know we've all sort of complained about overheard and the horrible comments we see daily, the hateful, the discriminatory, the downright like fascist comments we see on there. And I think we all need to take that a little bit more seriously because these people are organizing and they do make our campus unsafe.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.